Hello, welcome to my presentation about ImmuDB. And in this talk, I'd like to show you how you can use mathematics and cryptography, and especially how ImmuDB is using mathematics and cryptography to secure your safety critical systems. My name is Bartłomiej Święcki, and I'm a programmer for more than 10 years. I also worked as a DevOps in various companies. And I really like open source Linux and cryptography in general, especially applied cryptography. And in the free time, I'm spending my time with family and run from time to time. And in June 2021, I joined Code Notary as a senior team member. And right now, I'm also a core ImmuDB developer. So a little bit about the company itself. So it's a startup which is focused on securing CI/CD pipeline, something that we refer to today as DevSecOps. So it's all about making sure that the dependencies that you're using in the software are trustworthy, that your software is marked itself as a trustworthy, and then about monitoring the production environment and making sure that everything that is running there is trusted. And if it is not, to quickly give you information what you should replace with a new version that doesn't contain some vulnerabilities, to fix your production environment, to make sure that everything there is running as it should. Code Notary also provides a public and free community attestation service, CAS, where everyone can register and notarize assets or like Docker images that they're built. And then someone else can very easily check if given asset was marked as trusted by a specific signer ID. And this community attestation service and other products at Code Notary are built on top of ImmuDB, which is currently used a solid technological foundation that ensures that everything inside is secured as much as possible. So what is ImmuDB? So it's a new database written in Go. It's an open source database in Apache 2 license. And it was built from ground up. And when designing the database, immutability and tamper resistance were first class citizens. So everything is built around those concepts. And it has some unique features, like it can give you proof of its state. It can prove that some values are part of the state, but also you can do a time travel, like see what the state of the database was in the history. We also have a few more features like data expiration and direct S3 storage support, and a few more. And all products currently running in Code Notary are based on ImmuDB. So let me right now have a deep dive into internals of ImmuDB, and I will try to show you how we can use mathematics to prove that some data was not tampered with. So in order to understand much higher concept, let's start with something simple. Let's imagine there is a system with just one value. Here we have an example of a hello world. So what we can do with this value is we can apply some kind of cryptographical hash function like SHA-256 here, and then we get this hash value somewhere. And let's say that this hash value is the state of the system, something that we can very easily watch, observe. And this whole system would have this property that if the value changes, we can very easily spot that the value was changed by just observing the state. And because this is hash function, cryptographical hash function, this state actually does not reveal anything about the value, so the value is safe, but also it cannot be faked. So the database cannot say that my state is some different value. Why? Because then we ask for the value itself and we see that the value does not match the hash. So the database cannot easily fool the user, claiming that it contains a value different than what the state exposes. And of course, this is a very, very simple, very, very simplified view. And in standard database systems, we don't work on one value only, because we have multiple values. So let's add some more to the picture. Like here, we have two strings, hello world and hello false them. For each of them, we calculate the state separately. So we have the hash of the hello world string and hash of the hello fosdem string. So right now we have two values that we should observe. So we can still observe two values, but if the database grows and has millions of values, observing millions of hashes will be, of course, impractical. It won't scale. So instead of watching separate hashes, what we can do is we can concatenate those hashes and hash them once again to have one cumulative hash. And we can add more values to the picture. Like right now it's February 2022. So let's also add those values into the system, hash them, concatenate those hashes, hash them again, and then we have those parent hashes of both, let's say, parts of the system, halves of the system. And we can apply this rehashing recursively. So we take left hash, right hash, concatenate them into one value, rehash them, and we come up with just a single value, which is a global state of the database. And you can already see that this looks similar, and this is a well-known structure called Merkle tree, known for many, many years already. Just one warning, you have to watch for something called second preimage attack if you work with Merkle trees, because that may reduce the security of the system. And what properties does this Merkle tree give us? So each value contributes to the hash in equal manner. So any change in any of the value would just completely change the hash, because it will start, if let's say change the hello world, it will change the intermediate hash, then the parent up to the root. So there's no way to change the value without changing the root hash. So if we observe the state, we can very easily say if something has changed inside the database. Also, it's important to note that the value order is important. If we, let's say, swap hello world with hello fosdem, many parts of the tree will be the same, but at some level, like this hash here, the hash will compute different value, and up to the root will also continue, will also have different value. The change will propagate it. So we cannot reorder even values without the state being changed. And also an important property about Merkle tree, and important if this is protected against this second preimage attack, you cannot come up with different set of values of those leaves and claim that the state is the same. So the state is only valid for that particular set of values. If you are able to find different set of values producing the same state, that means that you have basically broken the hash function. You found the collision. And we assume that finding collisions in very good cryptographical functions